You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello, I'm Brian Hobbs, editor with the Baptist Messenger, and honored to be joined with our guest today. Dr. Emerson Falls serves as BGCO Native American Ministries Specialist, and Ben Little, who joins us at the BGCO, serving as strategist for Native American Ministries. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us. We're glad to be here today.
Thank you.
I'm excited, and I'm very excited that a really important event in the life of this state is coming up, talking about Indian Falls Creek, which is July 30th. Through August 3rd, and I thought you could tell our viewers, for those who may be somewhat familiar or not familiar, about Indian Falls Creek.
Well, I think a lot of people have heard about Indian Falls Creek, but unless you've been there, you probably don't appreciate all that it is for Native people. This year is going to be our 70th anniversary as Indian Falls Creek, and so a lot of folks will realize that we've been around a long time. And one of the unique things about our camp compared to the other camps is it continues to be a camp for families. And so we'll have from the youngest to the oldest that will come and spend a week together. And so this is kind of the highlight of the week for many of our Native American churches around the state. And as I said, this year going to be the 70th year. So we're planning a big celebration. We know that this is the 100th celebration, the centennial celebration for Falls Creek, and they're planning big things. We're doing maybe on a lesser scale, but let me give you an example. Sunday night, we're going to have opening ceremonies. And then that Sunday night, we're going to have a parade of church banners. Each church is going to bring their church banner or make a church banner just for this, and they're going to bring it and display that, and then they're going to march. And so they'll march in to begin. And once they get there, we're going to have 70 ladies dressed in their native regalia, and they're going to do the Lord's Prayer in sign language. And so it's just going to be a beautiful, something we've never done before, going to be a beautiful ceremony. So we're just excited about it, and we're anxious to celebrate our 70th anniversary.
That is so exciting, 70 years, and to think of the size of this event and the gathering. Ben, talk about who's preaching and maybe another aspect or anything you want to add to that.
Camp pastor this year is Mike Keybone, and he's pastor of Cherokee Hills in Oklahoma City. But Mike's well-known pastor, preacher. He's very well-known throughout the Indian country as well. And so we're excited about Mike coming on board with us. And the unique thing about Indian Falls Creek is that a lot of our men and women and children get called to ministry there, make decisions there. That's where I've surrendered to ministry there at Falls Creek myself. So the impact it has to build leaders, Native leaders, for our congregations and for our communities is exceptional. And so there's nothing else like it that compares to it around this area.
Excellent. Well, in my role with the Messenger, I've gotten to be at a lot of interesting events, but there's just something special about Indian Falls Creek.
Well, there's something special about that place.
Yes.
And everybody that goes there just knows that we meet God in a special way. That happens at Indian Falls Creek also. So just a lot of salvations and surrender for ministry and just a lot of people just getting their lives right. So it's just a great spiritual experience also.
That's awesome. Amen. Dr. Falls, could you talk about BGCO Native American Ministries and what all you're seeing in the impact and the hopes for this?
Well, I think the first thing that I want to say is I want to say thank you to the churches and to the BGCO because as far as I know, I am the only person in the whole Southern Baptist Convention, me and Ben now, I should say, we're the only people employed in the Southern Baptist Convention that have as their primary responsibility Native American work. Other people may have that as a part of their job description, but you know, for us, we're the only ones who have that as our primary focus. And so because of that, what we do here has a tremendous impact on Oklahoma and other places. Let me just tell you real quickly. A few years ago when I came, Western Oklahoma was basically in a spiritual drought as far as Native American work goes. We had some churches out there, but they were small, they were struggling, they were dying. We had one association, the Cheyenne Arapaho Association, and they were actually thinking at one time, even as recently as within the last few years, they were actually wondering, do we continue as association or do we disband because it had become that difficult? And so we did a vision tour there, and we brought churches in from the east side. And what we did, we went to the various cities on the west, and we did prayer walks. And as a result of that, we have seen a church planting effort taking place. And so what we've seen Kingfisher open up just after that. And we've seen some revitalization take place in Gary and Clinton and some other places where churches were struggling. And now we're seeing new works being established in Watonga and Sealing. We're seeing some old works being established in Hammond. And all of that is because Native American Ministries was able to focus some attention and through the BGCO to put some resources into startup works there. And so because of that, we're seeing a revitalization of Native work in Western Oklahoma. And so That's one of the reasons I'm excited for what we're able to do through the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
That is outstanding. You know, in a minute, I want to talk a little about Ben's role alongside you as you all work, but what is lostness like among the Native peoples, both in Oklahoma and North America? What does that landscape look like?
Well, across the nation, and it's the same is true in Oklahoma, the vast majority of people, of Native people, are still lost. And I did a study. Now, I won't say that it's scientific because I didn't have all the hard data that I wanted, but to the best of my ability, I tried to find out what's happening in Native work in Oklahoma. And what I came up with is 94% of Native people in Oklahoma are unchurched.
Wow.
And, you know, we don't have time, but there are historical reasons for that, obviously, because of the history of Native people and some of the hardship they've had to endure. But also some of our missiology hasn't been the best because what happens is I think the historical policy was the government had tried to what they call Americanize the Native, in other words, just bring them into the dominant culture, and that has not worked. And so I think in the church there was a similar movement, and so I think we didn't recognize the need to have cultural ministries. And so because of that, we left Native people making a decision, do I become a Christian or do I remain a Native American? So when they have to choose that, the majority of them says, well, I'm Native, that's where I'm gonna remain. And so the thing I'm grateful for is that we are able to, through the BGSL, to do cultural ministry, contextualized ministry, so that I can say to people, knowing Jesus Christ will make you a better Native American. I think that's the real exciting thing about that is people are coming to realize they can be Native and they can be Christian at the same time. And so as a result of that, we are seeing now they're modest gains, but we're seeing significant gains in baptism every year. And we hope that at some point that will grow exponentially. It's kind of small in the beginning, but as we put new churches out there, as we raise up leaders through the Haskins School, as we get more pastors into these churches, then I think we're going to see those numbers increase at an exciting rate. So the future looks good for Native work and for Native people because of what's happening in Native American ministries.
Amen. Ben, what brought you to the BGCO and talk about some of what was appealing to you about taking a vocational role here at the BGCO?
What brought me to the BGCO was just probably my passion for our youth and our young adults. So a lot of my ministry and my background has been working with young adults and youth at camps, conferences, revivals. And so that approach coming on board, joining Dr. Falls, helping him out with that age group, the millennials, the next generation, and trying to find some leaders in those age groups to bring them up for leadership development, to help them lead in their local church, and then just across Indian country overall.
That's awesome. What emphasis or events do we need to be aware of that are around the corner or being planned?
Well, you know, a lot of powwows happen during the summer in Oklahoma. And while that's not necessarily a church activity, but that's exciting because what we're seeing this summer is up north, some of our churches are going together to do ministries at the powwows up there, and so they're going to be taking water and some other things and having just a rest area where people can come and sit. And as they do that, they will pass out Bibles and they will talk to them about their needs. And so we're seeing ministry being done at some of our powwows at Stroud this year, the Sack and Fox powwow. Some of our people are going to be involved in a conducting a worship service on Sunday morning, and Salatiska Church is going to be going and leading in that, and Ben is going to be there and be a part of that, and so we're seeing ministry there in Western Oklahoma. We're seeing Brother Jay Mules actually going and doing vacation Bible schools at some of the powwows in the West.
Wow.
So, you know, while you might not think of a powwow, but this year, you know, as people have a chance to go and maybe even support some of the work because ministry and missions is being done not inside the walls of the church, but where the unchurched people are in the powwow setting. So those are, and they're all over, so people have a chance to see and do some of those things. And I think that's for the summertime, that will be exciting. Obviously, we talked about Indian Falls Creek. We just let people know that it's down the road, but it happens real fast. But in March, we have our annual Native American Evangelism Conference, and that will be a big conference. We're actually going to have two this year. We'll have one in Bixby, Oklahoma, First Baptist Church, and then we'll have one Emmanuel Baptist Church in Ardmore, so we can cover more parts of the state. But as a result of that, what we attempt to do through that is not just inspire our churches, because they will. We have great preaching and great singing, and people get inspired. But we have conferences that are designed to equip our people to share the gospel contextually. And so this year, we're going to be equipping them to share the gospel to tell the gospel message through storying, which is very much a part of our culture. We're great storytellers. And so rather than giving them a 3 or 4 part outline, we're going to show them how to use stories to lead people to the gospel. That's going to occur at our Indian Evangelism Conference. So we have some things that are scheduled, we think, that are going to be exciting to attend, but also helpful to those that have a chance to attend.
That is awesome. I know you've had a big role in the Haskins School in developing leaders through that. But I thought we could ask a prayer request from each of you. What's something, a point of prayer emphasis that our people could lift up to the Lord?
Well, obviously, the first thing I would say is that this is a spiritual endeavor, and I never forget that. There's not enough money, enough people to do what God can do and His work in the Holy Spirit. And so I would ask people just to join us, even though they may not know of a particular location or people, but to pray that God would move mightily, because we need a spiritual awakening across America, but we especially need it in the native communities. And so my request is just pray that God would move in a powerful way, that we would see something that we'd point at and know that it's more than what we could do, and that we could see God at work in our Native American communities.
Amen. Ben, how can we pray with you?
My prayer would be for our native churches to be empowered to plant new native churches. We have a lot of areas across Oklahoma that they're highly populated with Native Americans, but there's no work being done there. There's no Baptist work. And so my prayer is for our native churches that they would be willing and be partnerships with other churches as well, other associations to plant new native works.
Amen. We'll do just that. Gentlemen, Emerson Falls, Ben Little, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
The Baptist Messenger will be covering the Indian Falls Creek event, and you can look for that in your printed messenger or online at baptistmessenger.com. Gentlemen, thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Brian, for having us.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.